Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Welcome to Creamer and Jess Uncensored. Numero 30. What's 30?
I don't know.
Okay. It is Cinco de Mayo today.
Yes. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Jess is mostly Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Majority Mexican, right?
Yes.
Of all the things. But you know what 30 is? I learned a 10 and then I don't think I remember anything else.
Yeah.
That's like some elementary school Spanish that's like stuck on some brain cell for some reason.
Yes.
Let's see. Then you go Once, doce, trece, catorce, quince, dieciséis, dieciocho, duece, nueve, quince, quince, uno?
Yes, I think so.
Quince, doce. What's 30 then? Trenta? Is Trenta right?
That's what I wanted to say, but I wasn't sure
when I think of
Trenta, I think of Starbucks Cup. So I wasn't trying to cancel myself like that.
Tell me you're whitewashed without telling me you're whitewashed.
No, I mean, tell me that you're addicted to Starbucks without telling me.
In Spanish is Trenta. Yeah, Trenta. Anyway, it's episode 30. Welcome to the Uncensored Podcast, everyone. Glad you're here. Maybe you're watching on YouTube. We have about two people that log in as we're doing that. If you ever want to watch the show live, it goes down Wednesdays around 11 Eastern-ish. Be here about 10:30, but we'll send a little notification and you can hop on and actually be a part of the show. It's pretty cool. And don't forget, you can always call us too. God, we're so hooked up. 855-Kramer-Jess, if you ever want to comment on something that's going on. Can I just be a paranoid for a couple of seconds? I think something weird's going on behind the scenes of this radio station right now with us.
I hate it when you talk like this.
I'm sorry. And I know you lean on me as like your support system because I've been around the block, right? Like I've seen some shit in my lifetime, right?
I know, but I also just hate it when you speak like this because it's like you manifest bad shit.
I don't mean to. So let me run this by you and tell me maybe what possibly else could be going on here, okay? Let me give you some drama music here really quick as we start off the podcast. Do we have drama music? Do we not?
Yeah, we do.
Why do I see it in here? Man, drama. I don't see drama. I can give you Bad Girls Club, I guess. I thought we had a drama bet, though. It doesn't matter. I feel like our boss is anxiously wanting to meet with just me.
This bed gives me anxiety.
You were like, I was fine until you started the bed.
Yeah, you do this shit on purpose.
With just me.
Yeah, so tell everybody what's been happening.
So, boss goes out of town for a couple of weeks, right? This is our boss, Tom.
Yes, he gets engaged.
He gets engaged. Life is good. Comes back kind of quiet, right? Like, he was oddly kind of quiet for a while.
I don't agree with that at all. We had a meeting yesterday, and, like, he was talking the whole time.
But he's been back for 3 weeks, and we haven't had a meeting in, like, 3 weeks. That's the point. Like, he didn't try to have any meetings with us. I didn't
get
any
phone calls.
Yeah,
because he's been super busy and probably swamped with work having to get everything on lock.
Tell me if I'm paranoid here. So,
not everything is about you. He also has other life and other things going on. Like, what? He has other responsibilities.
We typically have a Tuesday and Thursday meeting. It's like scheduled. I would say 70% of the time we probably don't do it. You know,
yeah.
I just assume we're not going to do it, but I leave the spot open in case he wants to, right? Well, it's been a couple of weeks and there's been things going on. He was on vacation and, you know, he was back for a couple of weeks and there's just things that are kind of piling up that I'm like, we probably just need to like get together and huddle about this versus like another email about something, right? So I ask him, I say, hey, can we have a meeting today? He goes, actually, yeah, it's his text. He's like, yeah, like, what? How about we go to lunch? And I'm like, I can't do lunch. I have a dentist appointment. He's like, oh, he said, so, he like a couple different times. I can actually, let me just paraphrase the text conversation for you.
Okay, but also, side note, our boss asking to go to lunch is not out of the norm.
At all.
At all.
He
it's,
loves
it's
it.
Such a typo, it's such a very
it's a Tom. It's a very Tom thing to do,
typical
right?
Typical thing.
So he says, basically, yes, I was going to ask you if you wanted to meet. 11:30, Chipotle, ? Then he starts talking about a bit that we were doing at the time, blah, blah, blah. He said, I'd love to actually see both of you. I'm going to try to knock out some stuff so we can come in. I can actually come into the station and talk to you so we don't have to do it on. Or if not, then we'll do it over Zoom.
So this is regarding the meeting that we did have yesterday?
Right. This is yesterday.
Which we had.
And I'm like, okay, cool. And then whatever. We're just kind of BSing back and forth. And then again, he goes, you know, Chipotle is it's Chipotle and then greater than symbol. Dentist, just saying. I'm like, okay, you brought it up again, even though I said, you know, can't.
Yeah, but he also makes jokes like that.
Okay, but hang on. So, then,
and also at the meeting yesterday, he asked to go to lunch with the both of us today, and
right.
wanted to go to Chipotle today.
And what did I say?
You said no.
I said I can't. I've got a meeting after the podcast today. It's just this week is honestly just kind of chaos. Mm-hmm. So, I said no. I can't do this week at all. Let's start talking about it.
Let's do it next week,
right?
Yes.
Today at 10:03 a.m. If memory serves, today it was out for lunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, correct, of that meeting. He goes, he said, okay, got it. You're out of the station pretty quick then today, all right? I was just looking at scheduling, enjoy being face-to-face with both of you yesterday. And I said, no, we'll probably be here actually because I'm going to take the meeting from work. So I'll probably be here till close to 1 is what I told him. And he goes, I'm doing some stuff, blah, blah, blah. He's like, and then I'm going to try to race in. Do me a favor, though. And if you leave before then, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, am I just being a paranoid radio person?
Yes.
There's nothing like this. And maybe because I got the rug pulled out from under me before, so maybe I'm just on high alert. By the way, when I got let go from my last radio station, it was very unknown to me. That was sometimes you know you're getting let go, sometimes you have no idea. I had no idea.
I know.
So I don't know if like I'm getting like. Why do you think he wants to meet so bad?
Because he literally just likes to be involved, and he like, come on.
Anytime, met yesterday.
I know, but that was because that was such a limited amount of time, and we strictly only talked about work things. And then we had to go. He likes to be in the know of what's going on. You know, yeah. He likes to do like mental check-ins. He likes to be involved. And I swear to you, it's probably just something like that.
I guarantee
you. He hasn't seen you in like so long.
But there's something I feel like he wants to tell me face-to-face that he doesn't want to tell me over the phone.
Probably because sometimes.
That gets
me
paranoid.
Well, because you, okay, when they talk. When they talk about stuff, and if Kramer doesn't like something, you know, I think there are certain things when he brings certain topics up to you that need to be explained in person. Otherwise, you know.
Careful. I what, Jessica?
I mean, you just. Okay, this is what's frustrating for me. And I think this is why, like, I mean, I don't know. But basically, Kramer just always.
Careful. Kramer just what, Jessica?
I feel like you're...
We still got 2 or 3 hours together over here, so... And then three more days, so...
Okay.
I do what, Jessica?
I mean, I was really proud of you yesterday, how you handled it yesterday when he made a request of you.
So, okay, basically...
When Tom has suggestions for Kramer, sometimes Kramer isn't always the easiest of receiving the suggestions.
Correct.
And so Tom has to have... Audio has to be prepared in presenting these things to Kramer because Kramer pushes back so hard. So I can imagine that if it is something regarding the show or like whatever, he knows how you are. So those things work better when it's face to face with you because then you're like, well, I don't necessarily agree and I don't like it. And you know what I'm saying?
So yesterday he basically, he had said that just for in like radio terms, you know, when we do a segment, you've listened to radio, I'm sure at least a few times in your life to know that what you do is at the end of a bit or a segment, uh-huh. like you'll tease what's coming up next, right? And what that's called is forward momentum of a show. It's always moving forward. You don't ever want to give people a reason to want to tune out. So basically, uh-huh. when you're done with one thing,
yes,
You say don't go anywhere.
Right, right,
you got something coming up.
The first time Tom brought this up to Kramer, we're at lunch.
It was not good.
Kramer literally had low-key a mental breakdown. I could feel you. Like you, because it was just going against what he wants, what he knows, what he's been taught, what's in his making.
Let me tell you.
That he said anything and everything he could say to try to prove that it just needed to remain what he wanted. And I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? It's not that serious. Just don't fucking do it. Like, bro.
I am a multi-market, multi-format.
Oh my God.
Major market.
That doesn't mean you still can't learn new shit, though. Like, that doesn't mean you can't change things. We all know the roster.
And
we know the markets. We know the podcast. We know you do this show. Oh my God, what show am I on? I do so many. Ooh, we fucking know. But we can still try new things. And to be honest, I agree with Tom. I agree with him because sometimes we're having a conversation and it should just be a conversation and it feels like super organic and it feels super podcast vibes, right? So let's say I'm like, I'm pregnant. And then Kramer.
Wait, are you pregnant?
And
well, that's you really were, and that's how you told me.
No. Right? Imagine we're on the air, right? And I'm like, I'm pregnant and I don't know what to do. And Kramer would be like, you know what? That's crazy. Coming up at 8:10, we got the Baltimore top three. And that feels so awkward where it's like, bitch, I just told you I'm pregnant and now you want me to like let everybody know I'm going to tell everyone about the freebies they can get at Chipotle today? let's marinate in that information.
You won't believe
you know
what you can get at Chipotle today.
Yeah, so that's just one example.
Okay.
And then the meetings go on forever. And I'm just like, fuck.
Because here's the thing, y'all. Do you ever just feel dumb at work where you're like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I don't sit here. And listen, there's some feedback I agree with. The one yesterday, I'm like, okay, I hear you. Move on.
Which was so beautiful. Thank you. I'm proud of you.
Do you get anxious?
I was fucking scared. I was like, fuck. This bitch is about to go break down again.
Not that topic. But do you ever feel like people?
It's also taken him like 5 months to get to that.
Oh, I know.
Because he has been picking away at you regarding the teasing issue, and you're like, no.
I just feel like sometimes he thinks I'm a dummy or something.
He does.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like I know what I'm doing. Have I told you how many markets I've been in?
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Do you know how many shows I am on right now?
Shut up.
Okay. Jess, what number podcast am I right now?
We already freaking know.
Sometimes I feel like, and I don't know if you feel, because I know you feel the same way too. Sometimes the feedback's just like, I don't need it. And I disagree with it.
Oh,
and
no.
I think that I have enough experience in the field and do a lot of shows. Careful.
Stop it! Stop!
To be able to say I disagree with that.
That's why we got to fight that one time, because I like made a suggestion and Kramer's all like, I am an experienced professional. And I'm like, bitch, it's a conversation. Fuck, dude. Like, it's okay. Like, no one's taking anything away from you.
No, listen, I'm very serious about that. And I take this show very seriously.
Yes, you do.
And
as you should. And we thank you for that. But fuck, like, it's okay. It's okay to try something new.
But listen, here's the thing. Tom, our boss.
Does he listen to this shit?
I don't think he does.
That's what you think.
Is not a multi-market, multi-award winning morning show host, right?
I mean, yeah, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't know shit.
Agreed.
You know, like,
and sometimes he's right.
Exactly.
But not all the time he's not right.
Okay, but
and sometimes you just gotta tell him what it is.
I know, but
you know what I'm saying?
You gotta be more open to hearing of that stuff without always needing to come back at like, do you know who I am?
I never say that.
But that's what you say without saying. That's what you say every time.
I just say it with a little bit of a tone.
You know,
like,
it's a hella big, it's
well,
a fuck.
I'm sorry. I was in San Diego, California, biggest radio station.
I swear to God, if he says that he was on a country station one more fucking time.
When I was in market number 14.
If he reminds me of all the markets he's been in one more fucking time, I'm literally going to pull my eyes out. Like, stop it. No one's trying to discredit you. I think that's nobody is trying to discredit you. You have all the respect.
Thank you, Jessica.
From this corner.
Yes.
But it is annoying and it's hard when anytime a suggestion wants to be made, it's because it's like you have to mentally prepare. I'm like, fuck.
You can suggest whatever you want.
That's what you say, but it does
here's
not.
Here's the thing. You have to allow me to say no.
But sometimes...
From my experience. Jess, I have been
time.
In so many big markets.
I know, but like it doesn't mean a new person can't have something substantial and creative to say that's different. And who cares? Oh my God. Then why the fuck am I here then? Then why am I here? Then do the show by yourself. You can do it by yourself. Yeah, what's up? That's fine.
So anyway, I'm a little paranoid about that. I don't know. I just feel like there's something. And I'll tell you next week. I guarantee you that man has got something he needs to tell me.
I just wish you wouldn't. And I hate it when you do this because then it makes me scared. It's like, why can't you just be like, you know, something might happen. It is what it is. But I'm just going
to
keep an open mind.
Well,
It doesn't mean it's going
to
be negative.
No, isn't it?
Immediately today, he's like, we're going to get fired. That's how he talks to me. And I'm like, bitch, you know I have anxiety. You know, this is why I have nightmares. You know this about me. So why do you bring the energy into our space that we obviously don't need? It's fucking dark outside. It's gloomy as hell. It looks like Harry Potter and the Dementors are coming to get us already. It's creepy outside. And then he's like, we're getting fired. And I'm like, you know, it's Wednesday. I really was just trying. was just trying to enjoy Cinco de Mayo.
It's
I felt
fine.
Cute today, and then he just shits on it.
I don't know. I've been in multiple markets where things have happened. Yeah, so there's that. I'll keep you posted next week. I just have a vibe right now, feeling. Maybe I'm wrong. It could be the 4 cups of decaffeinated coffee I had today. I don't know.
I mean, who knows anymore? At this point.
Who knows what the truth is?
It's whatever.
A couple things I want to go over. Number one, I ordered diet pills, and I don't know how I feel about this. You're new to our podcast. I've been trying to get out of this quarantine funk in all kind of ways, not just the way I look, but my mental state, like
it's
everything.
Layers.
Yeah. It's a lot of layers, right? Like I had a year and a half of shit basically piled up that I had to start like kind of working through and like getting over and like,
just, we're all in the woods right now.
Yeah.
We're all just trying to get the fuck out.
So, one thing was though, I gained some weight since I lost my job and then quarantine and everything. So, and we got here and the winter hit and I'm like, I ain't working out. So I've been working out, lost 10 pounds, felt good about that.
Yes.
But like after working out for like 6, now 7 weeks, like I wanted to have like lost double that weight pretty much. Like I think I should have lost 20 pounds in like 7 weeks.
Oh my God. that's hard.
I don't think it's healthy, but
it's not. You need to chill.
Well, you're a gym person,
yes,
so you can totally relate to this, right?
Yes.
When you go to the gym and you bust your butt, there's nothing more than you want than to see results.
Yeah.
And when you don't see results, or worse, when you see the opposite of results, you know, like even if like it's gaining muscle, I don't want to gain muscle right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want that scale to be down to a number that I want to see. That's the only thing I want to see right now. I can gain muscle later on. I don't want to do that right now.
And you've also already shared your feelings about lipo and just things being on your body that you've always wanted to get rid of.
Yeah.
And so
I definitely have body dysmorphia. Like I always think I'm fat. I grew up as like the fat kid in class.
Yeah.
And so forever, my weight will always be a thing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really talk about it a ton before this because...
Do you talk about that in therapy?
Not really, honestly.
I feel like you should.
Probably.
Because I feel like... Because I relate to you so much on that.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes you're focused on so many other things that you... That kind of gets looked over. And,
yeah.
And because it's so
ingrained in your life.
Yes.
That like, you ever have anxiety that you're so used to, it doesn't even like phase you anymore?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like body weight to me is one of them. It's just so normal to me to be stressed out about body weight.
And
that
you're
I'm just
used to being uncomfortable.
I don't even realize it's not normal
until
somebody calls me out. I'm like, I'm so fat right now. Like, you're not fat at all. I'm like,
and talking
I'm
about
so
yourself
fat.
Like that,
yeah.
You know, it's bad.
So I lost 10 pounds, feel great about it. A lot of work, though. Honestly, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's
every
hard.
Day I'm putting it. I mean, I don't have much time as it is because I host a lot of shows, Jess.
I didn't know.
When I'm in there, like I'm like trying to get shit done. I'm spending 30 minutes to an hour four to five times a week, like just trying to like get and like
produce.
I want to see results. Right, lost 10 pounds, not bad. Don't get me wrong, but like if there is a way to enhance that, why would I not take the opportunity?
Yeah.
So it's funny because your phone knows everything, right? I swear to God, the second that I said I was even going on a diet, all of a sudden, every Facebook, Instagram ad, all about diet pills, weight loss.
Came after me,
right? I'm sitting there, it's a lonely Friday night or whatever probably, and I'm like, you see some guy that I'm sure has never taken this supplement before in your life, and he's all jacked up and you're like, I'd like to look like that. He probably works out four times a week for 30 minutes and eats mediocrely. So I could look just like that, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, ever since then, it's just, it keeps feeding me this ad for this diet pill. Or I don't know what they want to call it. But
is it a popular one?
I don't know. I just saw it on Facebook.
Okay.
It's called, now, not only, it's called Inno Shred, I-N-N-O Shred.
Okay.
And typically, I can't take that kind of stuff because it has a ton of caffeine in it.
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm surprised.
But this one, they had a stimulant-free version of it.
Okay.
Now, on top of that, they're like, hey, because you know how it just keeps feeding you more and more, right? It knows I clicked on the link, so it's like, all right, we got him in there now. Let's offer him buy one, get one free bottles of it, right? And it's pretty expensive. It's $50 for a month. That's pretty expensive. So I'm like, okay, well now it's like $25. I could invest $25, but I still don't know. I don't know if I want to do like diet pills or not. So then the other day, Jess, it said, how about you buy one, we'll give you two for free. So now it's three for the price of one. And I'm like, man, I feel like maybe I just got to try this stuff out, right?
Yeah.
So I ordered it. And the second I ordered it, I'm like, God, was that like the wrong decision to make? Is that like, I don't know if there's a stigma against diet pills. And again, it's not like Fen-Phen, the stuff that back in my teenage years was so dangerous for you. This is like cayenne pepper root. It probably doesn't do anything.
It's like more, it's
natural.
Yeah.
All natural stuff, right? How do you feel about that though? How do you feel about like dieting pills and like, because I felt immediately, here's how uncomfortable I am with it. I won't talk about this on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's a...
Why does it make you uncomfortable to talk on the radio?
I don't know. Maybe because
why did he want it? Because you did say that to me today. You're like, I can't talk about this on the air.
I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm embarrassed.
Why do you feel embarrassed?
I don't know.
Why do you feel ashamed about taking diet pills?
Because I feel like it's, like, embarrassing.
Why?
Because it's like, I probably should just love my body, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, you're not that fat. I'm like, but in my head I am, you know? I mean, what stigma do you get with that? Like when I say, hey, Jess, guess what? I bought some diet pills today.
My automatic response was, do those work?
Okay.
Is what I said.
Okay.
Not so much, do I think you should be embarrassed? Do I think you should be ashamed? I think with the pills and stuff like that, my automatic assumption is, do these things work?
Right.
Are they safe for your body? Those are my things.
Sure.
You know?
And do I know? No, this is a Facebook ad. Who am I? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I don't know. I don't know why it embarrasses me.
Because you can do whatever you want, but what I don't like is that you feel embarrassed to talk about it on the radio.
I think
that is something that should be a red flag to you.
So why do you think I'm embarrassed to talk about it?
I don't know. Because you want to, it's something that you want to hide. And
but why?
You feel ashamed,
I think
obviously.
It is. I think it's because, honestly, guys can't talk about their weights and it be like a normal conversation. It's just not a thing right now, you know? Like, body... Have you ever heard a man... There was an actor, actually, that came out talking about body dysmorphia. But, like, guys don't really talk about it. And that's not that they shouldn't, right? Mm-hmm. It's not that they shouldn't do it. But I don't know. I still feel insecure. I feel like it's not, maybe it's, I don't feel masculine enough. Maybe it's my own insecurity of how I look and my insecurity of how I even perform in the gym, right? Like, I get super intimidated going into the gym. I just get this really, like, anytime I'm around, like, big dudes, I get anxious, I get nervous, like, it's weird, it's bizarre.
Which sucks, because the gym should be your sanctuary
for
as much as you go.
Yeah.
And for as much time that you spent there, you shouldn't be concerned.
I always feel like everybody's looking at me.
Nobody's
looking
at you.
Then I feel insecure. And I know that.
Yeah, you know.
I had to get through that.
Nobody is looking at you, right?
I had to get through that with yoga. Like, my first time going to yoga was so bad. And, like, then after, like, a couple of months, I had to, like, remind myself, do I ever look at anyone else? Only hot girls. Like, but no one being like, ha, 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 you're so dumb. Like, nobody does that.
Yeah.
That's some high school shit. You know what I mean? That's some, like, getting picked on shit that's, like, still embedded in your brain. That someone's going to, like, make fun of you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm just, like, I don't know. I don't think I'll talk about it on the radio, though. That's interesting. I don't know why it feels so crazy to me.
Do you think you're doing something wrong?
Not wrong. I just think I'm doing something that's, like, taboo for men.
Okay.
a little bit. There's still, as much as I'm like embraced who I am, there's still times I get insecure about it.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to that getting picked on thing. I'm not being manly enough or whatever, right? And a lot of guys probably, first of all, nobody gives a shit if I'm taking diet pills or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, no, who cares? You know, like, does it affect anybody else? No. But in my head, I'm like, if people know, it's going to be bad. So I don't know. Dealing with that today. Number two thing I'm dealing with today. Hop back on the old dating apps this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever go on dating apps when you were single?
No.
What were your place?
I'm too scared.
Of?
You know how I am. I'm like, is this a robot? I don't even shop online. You think I'm going to meet a person online?
That's true.
Absolutely not.
Thank God you met GarageBoy, because I don't know.
I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah. Dating it like without any type of technology, like just a face-to-face meet with somebody, it happens, but it is so much more rare. I mean, it's how, back in my day, Jess, that's how we did it, right? Like, we had to just, basically, you went out to a bar.
And you meet people.
And like, whoever was there that night was like your potential of your boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'd meet somebody, you know, through a work friend or something. But it's just, it was not like it is now. Now that doesn't happen. Has anybody ever walked up to you at a bar in the last friggin' 10 years?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, well, when I was single, like going out, yeah. I mean, that's
they still
that was
do that?
My
okay.
life and that was my mentality. I mean, it's the same shit.
And,
but I feel like because of the pandemic and how everything has been in the last year and a half, that shit is hard.
So I was on for like 6 months back in 2019, right? And it was okay. I don't think I actually met up with anybody from a dating app back then, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, what happens is you start talking, and, like, it's just really hard to keep conversation going. Because it's so, there's nothing to go off of. You literally have nothing. You just have to do this basic, like, oh, what's your favorite color? And it's not for me, but, like, in the situation I'm in right now, it kind of feels like it might be the only way to do it. Here is, like, the problem that I'm having is and not necessarily here, but we'll go back to San Diego, where I'd been in a city for 5 years and on a big radio show and everything. Like, meeting women, like, it was very easy, extremely easy, you know, and most of the women I dated had some connection to the radio. It was either they, well, maybe not, 80% we'll say, either knew me from the radio, followed me on Instagram, maybe a listener introduced me to a friend of theirs, but there's always some kind of radio connection. I was never just Steven Yancey. That's my real name, by the way.
Yeah.
I was never Steven Yancey. And I didn't perform well on dating apps either. So I'm starting to get in my head, because I've been on dating apps now for a couple of days now, and like nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing coming up. Like, do people only like me because I'm on the radio? I'm starting to get this weird complex now of like, why is it that like Kramer, okay,
mm-hmm.
Kramer gets all this attention, praise, love, easy access to women, easy access to friends. Steven Yancey, man, I don't know. He's on diet pills. You know what I mean?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I'm starting to get in my head a little bit of like.
No, you just have to be patient. We've talked about this before. Whole TikTok brain situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
That's what is happening right
it's
now.
It's true.
You have had immediate access to people, did not have to put in the groundwork. People already knew your situation, had 3 years with you, did all of those difficult things. And right now is your opportunity to do this and create who you are. And that's how you should be looking at it.
I'm totally fine with who I am, by the way.
But
who's on the dating app, by the way, is Steven. Like, it's not Kramer.
Yes.
By any means. It's like who I truly am, what I'm about, like, everything, right?
Yeah, but you also have to take the normal people time. And I don't think you had to do that in a really long time.
Maybe.
This is the first time you've ever had to do it. It was 10-year marriage, and then all the girls.
Right.
Boom, boom,
who
boom,
were just
boom,
there?
Boom.
It was just like, hey, you want to hang out? Absolutely, I want to hang out,
so
you know?
So this is the first time, and it's unknown to you, and so
sucks.
It's uncomfortable for you, and you just have to be patient with it. It's not a reflection on who you are or lack of. It's just called being normal.
I don't like being normal.
Well, sorry.
I don't like it. I was telling Jess the other day, though, that we went down to Washington, D.C., and I was there for like maybe 2 hours, right? And like, I went to like see this the Lincoln Memorial. Holy hell, right? Like the Lincoln Memorial, the White House, the U.S. Capitol. Like what?
Yeah.
The Washington Monument. Wow, right? Like you've seen them on the movies all the time or wherever. You learned about these things for years, and I'd like go see them, and I'd be like, cool, next.
Mm-hmm.
And
bad.
I feel like media. Digital media is really like screwing us up.
Yes.
Because I'd be like, woohoo, there it is, 15 seconds. Let's go on to the next thing.
Right.
You know?
And maybe with things like that, it would be worth going on a tour.
Yeah.
So you can have access to the information and the history that you obviously don't know about. And a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Like we don't, or we haven't heard since like elementary school.
Right.
So with stuff like that, yes. But I also do agree with you. I think it has to do with having immediate access and what we expect.
Yeah. I don't want to put in, I don't even know how to put in the work as a person. I don't even know. And like, honestly, it's like the conversations just die so fast because there's just nothing to go off of, mm-hmm. you know? And I don't know. So I'm probably be single forever, but it's fine. I mean, truly.
It's not true.
It's fine. Maybe I'll meet somebody in the garage. Maybe I should go to your parents' garage. What would you have hooked up with one of your friends?
You won't. You can't. Not gonna happen.
Hold my beer. Hold my non-alcoholic beer.
No.
Hold my O'Doul's.
That's not gonna happen. It's off limits. I already told you can't do that.
Jess had a friend coming down.
A long time ago. She had just broken up with somebody. She was vulnerable, and I was like, "You're not hanging out with us."
Jess would not let it.
Kramer's
hang
like,
out
"What are you guys doing?" I'm like, "Nothing with you."
So rude.
No. Nope.
So rude.
I know how you are. Keep that ass over there. You're not. That is the line that you have to respect. That is the boundary we have to have.
No, I would never hook up with one of your friends.
I don't believe you.
I would not.
That's don't believe you.
I would never hook up with one of your friends.
Don't believe you.
First off, I would never hook up with one of your friends because you're too young. Just number one, okay?
Still don't believe you. Because...
Still
don't believe
Miss California was... Okay, she was 29.
She was
29.
Okay.
But even that felt young.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that is a unspoken rule. I can't hook up one of your friends, but if I did, I'd make the greatest radio bit out of it.
I don't trust you. So we're never even going to have to be in that situation for that to occur. So you don't have to worry about that.
Oh man. All right. Let's get kind of serious here for a second because you have you got a big, is it Friday?
Yeah.
Big Friday coming up. You want to explain what you're doing?
Man, one of my best friend's brother passed away last July in a very traumatic freak accident.
I don't know if you told me what happened.
It was in the news. I'll just talk about, like, loosely. He was in the Naval Academy, and I don't know what, like, the situation was. I think it was at nighttime. I think they were on, like, some boat having a good time, and I think they jumped, and he hit his head.
God.
Mm-hmm. And so, whatever. Yeah, I don't even want to get into details. But basically, it was just, it's tragic and it's devastating. And she's one of my best friends. I've known her since I was 15. And like, it's one of the first times where I'm going to be seeing someone close to me go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad. It makes me sad because it makes me think about, like, I'm approaching the age of when we, you know, could start losing close family members and you have to be there. I have to be there for her.
Have you dealt with a lot of death in your life?
Yes. The most traumatic death I've dealt with is my grandpa when I was 18. And that was like, I mean, that's still such an issue for my family to this day. But
was that just old age?
Other issues.
Oh.
Yeah. It was like alcoholic and all those kinds of things.
Okay.
But I am so, anytime I can't even think about it too much because whenever I think about it, and I have the image of her in my head, I can't even handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful that, like, what are the odds that, you know, we're here.
Sure.
In an hour away so I could, like, you know, go, you know what I mean? I think in those kind of situations.
Well, so it's over in Virginia. I don't think we said
that
part.
It's in Annapolis.
Oh, it's in Annapolis? Why do I think it was in Virginia? I don't know. So it's in Annapolis.
I have family in Virginia.
It's an hour. Yeah, it's less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to me again. How is it here?
Because he was in the Naval Academy.
Here?
Yes, okay. In Annapolis.
Okay, got
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and he was a huge deal. And so they're doing like a whole ceremony. Obviously, got pushed back this amount of time because of the pandemic.
San Diego friends?
No, California. Like Stockton
okay.
friends.
Okay, got it. So he just happened to be here, and the funeral is here.
Yes.
Okay. So what's going through your head?
I am just sad for her. Like, she's had to go through so much, so many things with her family. And I'm so scared to see someone that I love and care about have to lose just to go through that.
Sucks.
You know?
When's the last time you went to a funeral?
I think.
Was it your granddad?
2011. Yeah. I haven't been in that environment in a really long time.
I haven't either, but it's the worst. Mm-hmm. I do not do well in those kind of situations, man. Like,
I'm just sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. Like, when you, I'm trying to think of the last funeral I went to was probably my grandma. And, ugh, like, funerals just give me the creeps. Mm-hmm. They just give me the creeps, and, like, they just give me, like, the, like, just, there's so much emotion walking, especially in this situation. Mm-hmm. Because when it's your grandparent, like,
it depends on how close you are.
My grandma was 94. It's mm-hmm. not like it was like, how did she die? She's 94 years old. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, he was young.
After, like, so many years, you have to assume, after the age of 70, you can't be shocked.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, your body just starts to give out after a while, right? But when it's something that's like freak accident, that's going to be a lot.
And I think too, something that's been hard is some of my friends that are close to her don't know how to bring it up or don't know how to talk to her about it or won't bring it up. And I have taken that responsibility. And I just think that's something that we should all be mindful of if you are in that situation, to not, because it's uncomfortable. Not everybody wants to deal with it. And not everybody has the capacity. But that also would be leaving your friend in the dark, because she's like, her whole thing is she doesn't want to put a damper on things, or she feels uncomfortable bringing it up. And so there's been a lot of times that I've had to be like, is there anything you want to talk about? Do you just want to talk about him? Like, do you just need to cry right now? You know,
I'm really not great when it comes to how to handle,
like dark things like that.
Not most things I can handle. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to depression stuff, I've dealt with it so much personally that like when it comes to mental health stuff, I'm actually in relationship stuff, like cheating and stuff. Like I feel like I handle those really well. Mm-hmm. When it comes to death, I never quite know what to say mm-hmm. or what to do. I never quite, and I find myself, not that I'm proud of this, but I find myself leaning the other way of like, let's just not bring it up. Like, let's just
exactly.
Cause what do you say? Do you just like come in, but hey, like, sorry, that person died. And how often do you say that? And like, how, I don't know.
I think with her, what I have found so far, and again, what I was doing was just going back to how I was feeling when I lost my grandpa, because obviously I would know so many people feel uncomfortable talking about those things. Oh, one of my best friends lost her. Oh my gosh. One of my best friends lost her dad, and I went to that funeral too. Her thing is she just wanted somebody that knew him or that would just listen to her talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And I think that's
But do you bring that up? Or are you just like, hey, you want to talk about your brother? And she'd be like, no, hell no. Like, I don't want to talk about my brother. You know, I just never know. Like,
when we talk and in the past year, I've just been like, how are you doing? How are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, like, do you feel like crying right now? Are you doing good? Is there anything I can do? Is there anything you want to talk about? Like, I ask her.
Mm-hmm.
And some things she'll just share, you know, little things that she's noticed where she thinks he's been around, or, you know, sometimes she does cry. But I feel like I have to open that door for her to feel comfortable in order to do that. And I know that, you know, if some of my other friends were in the situation, I don't know if they would go to the funeral with her because it'd be so uncomfortable, you know?
I don't think I'd go.
And I have to, like, I'm not going to let her do that by herself.
No, I mean.
You know what I mean?
Did she ask you to go?
No.
You told her you were going to go?
Yeah. And she, like, was just, like, she fell apart. And she was like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah. There's no, of course. Like.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
But it's just a part
of it. Death is just uncomfortable. And it shouldn't be, but it just is. It's just a very...
It's just a new phase, too, that I've just been thinking about and crying about a lot lately. It's just, this is it. As you get older, these things are... these things happen any time in life, but as you get older, these things are going to be reoccurring more. People, mm-hmm. My friends and me we'll start losing people. And it's just like, it's weird. It's a weird transition. And I'm just trying to prepare.
Yeah. My mom is starting to, I mean, my mom's 68, but she's starting to lose like all of her friends, you know? And like, she handles it really well. My mom's great with everything, you know? But I don't know. It's still a topic that makes me uncomfortable and how to handle it. Like, I feel like I can handle anything else. A friend can come to me and talk about anything, but like death, I don't know, man. Well, good luck. I mean, I don't think there's anything you can really do to prepare. It sounds like you're just doing what you got to do, you know? Like, is Garage going with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he know her?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys already knew. It wasn't like just exclusively your friend.
I'm sad.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be sad, you know?
Yeah.
Sucks. Sucks. I don't even know if I should say good luck. I don't even know what to say to get out of this now. Like, oh, good luck. Good.
Well, if I think, okay, if anything, if anybody has any advice, if they've been in this situation, I would love that. And then if there's anything that I could share, if you have someone close to you that's going through the same thing, don't be scared to be there for them because they need you more than you know.
Yeah.
And they're not going to ask you. No one's ever going to ask you for that. I think you just have to step up.
That could be a good question for those that have lost somebody that's close to them. Like, what do you want?
Yes.
What did you want? You know, like when my grandma died, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been 6 years now, 7 years. I can't really remember, you know? Yeah. There you go. 855-Kramer-Jess. 855-Kramer-Jess. If you want to hop in, I don't know if YouTube's talking or not. See if anybody's actually on here right now. One person. Hello, one person. Who do you think it is?
Is it Ashley?
I don't know. I can't see. It just says one until they start talking. So, all right. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, being part of this little community. It's episode 30, by the way, which is crazy. Thank you for 30 episodes of this show. Podcast Magazine, if you want to shoot us a vote, we have fallen from the number 3 spot to the number 5 spot. Oh, it's Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hey.
Danielle's watching. How you doing on YouTube? If you don't mind voting for us or Podcast Magazine, it'd be awesome. Just kind of gives us credibility in these streets. You can just go to, you just text me. Text VOTE, V-O-T-E, to 888-Kramer, 8, and I'll send you back a link and we'll get it done. Danielle, it's good to see you. Thanks for hanging out on YouTube for the podcast today. There's a lot of ways you can connect with us. Jess, you...
At Just Do It, JESSDUITT on all social, and my podcast, Low Key.
Yep, and I am That Guy Kramer. You can get me on Instagram, probably the best way, or coming to a dating app near you.
Swipe, there you go.
Swipe right. Swipe right. I got a podcast, too, called Certified Mama's Boy, so check that one out. All right, love you. See you next week. Bye, Danielle.
Bye.
See you next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.